going ahead, let's take a quick, look at this particular project. There are two projects. One is Project X and Project Y. When you look at the project, you see that in year one, that is 2006, there is an investment of 10 lakh rupees, both in Project X as well as Project Y. In Project X, you start receiving cash inflows from 2008. That's 2 lakh, 3 lakh, and the last year you get 9 lakhs. Whereas in case of Project Y, it's giving you a constant cash inflows of 3,25,000 for the next 4 years. How would you decide which particular investment to go with? Which investment is lucrative? Whether you should invest in X or whether you should invest in Y? How are you going to take this decision? Once you start evaluating both the projects, if I was to evaluate the project looking at just the payback period, I know that Project X is going to earn me the 10 lakh rupees, in the fourth year. So fourth year, when it's 2 lakh plus 3 lakh, 5 lakhs after the end of the third year, and the next 5 lakh rupees in the fourth year. So 3 years and few months is my payback period for Project X. Whereas in case of Project Y, if I'm looking at my payback period, I have 3,25,000 in the first year. The cumulative cash inflow for both the years comes to around 6,50,000. 6,50,000 plus additional of 3,25,000, that is 9,75,000 I earn till the end of the third year. So 3 year and the next 1 month or so or few days into 2010, I'll be able to recover my entire project. So both the projects have a life period of, or I'll say a payback period in the fourth year. So I know both are going to get me returns in the fourth year. Oh, now how do I decide, what is the best project for me? Now in this case, as I rightly said, you'll not use only one method. You'll use multiple products. So you'll find out net present value for both the project. You'll discount them for 10% and find out what is the net present value. You'll also use internal rate of return, find out the internal rate of return of both the projects. When you are going to look at multiple techniques to take decision, you'll be in a better position to take a decision which project is more profitable compared to the other. So usage of multiple techniques would give you a better picture than using a single technique when it comes to evaluation of a project. So what would an evaluation technique usually comprise of? If I'm going to select an evaluation technique to select the project, should I do it with all the six, seven, or should I look at only two or three techniques or only one? How do I decide? So it's not important to only look at one technique. First, it's very, very important to understand that when you're deciding an evaluation technique, you should also look at all the future incremental cash flows for the project. So whatever project you are investing, whether you have jotted down all the future incremental cash inflows, you are aware about what inflows are going to come for the project, you are aware about what is your total outflow. Outflow is spread across how many years? If you are aware about it, that will help you to estimate it, right? Second, after you've decided all your cash inflows, jotted it down with the time period, please find out the right time value of money. So find out which time of value of money rate you want to take up, whether it is inclusive of inflation, it's exclusive of inflation, you want to take a 10%, 15%, 20%. This is primarily dependent on company's cost of raising the capital. So find out the time value of money, take that percentage rate. Also consider the uncertainty associated with future cash flows. See, you have to understand that in the previous example of Project X and Y, the company has assumed a steady incremental cash inflow of 3,25,000. But that may not be the case in the practical scenario. So you need to understand what's the uncertainty, what are the risks associated with all the cash inflows. Consider all these risks, take them into place, and then find out what could be the future cash flows each year. So consider all the risk, take all the uncertainty into picture, and then find out what should be each year's cash inflow. You should also have some objective criteria through which you will select the project. So we have seen investment criteria for each particular technique. So while you're evaluating the project, you're going to take multiple techniques. You're going to find out present value of your future cash inflows. use the best rate, which helps you determine the right present value, and then use the investment criteria or decision criteria to either accept the project or reject the project. The company may still take up the project. You being a finance head would still take up the project, even if the decision criteria say you may or may not, depending on what you being in competition in the market, you want to still earn some kind of goodwill, you want to be the first mover for the project, etc. So you would also look at those factors while deciding whether you should invest in a particular project idea or not. Coming to one very important technique, we've been talking about internal rate of return, and we said IRR is one of the most oldest, you know, return rate which is considered when it comes to evaluating of the project. There is something known as modified internal rate of return, MIRR. Now, this is a revision over the internal rate of return. This particular percentage would basically use when your cash inflows may be positive for the first few years and maybe negative in the last year, or maybe, you know, there is, in some years it is positive and in some years it is negative. In case you fall into such a criteria, internal rate of return would give you multiple answers with respect to internal rate of return. So the number line will show a negative internal rate of return with a negative cash inflow in the first year. It would move up, make it positive, and the bell would come down once you reach the last year, as your internal rate of return year would start showing you, you know, the cash inflows to be negative. So you'll find two different internal rate of return, which doesn't look to be appropriate. In such a scenario, it's better to use a modified internal rate of return percentage to use in form of internal rate of return. So I'll say internal rate of return has been assuming that cash inflows would always be reinvested, and this reinvestment will always give you a lot of profitability. It is also assuming that every year you're going to make profit and there would be only loss maybe in the initial year. There won't be any losses in the coming years. However, the modified internal rate of return would basically look at the reinvestment rate as well as the pattern of cash flows, whether it is positive in which year, negative in which year, and it will account for all together to give you a better internal rate of return answer. So modified rate of return is more sensitive to the cash inflows as well as to the investment rate, because it is more, you know, focused on receiving cash earlier compared to internal rate of return. You could also use this formula to find out what is the modified internal rate of return. You will see here it is nothing but a square root of the number of years over a summation of cash inflows, divide present value of cash inflows divided by cash outflows. So you'll use this formula basically to find out the modified internal rate of return, which is way better compared to an internal rate of return in case you have negative cash inflows across number of years in the project's life cycle. What would be the decision rule in case of modified internal rate of return? I'll say modified internal rate of return is also having a decision criteria similar to internal rate of return. The modified internal rate of return should always be more than cost of capital. So obviously the shareholder has given you 15%, you know, money at 15%, expecting a 15% return. So your internal rate of return, that is modified internal rate of return, should be more than 15%. The project should earn you 18%, 20%, so that you could pick up this particular project to be profitable. So the shareholder value increases, the profitability of the company increases. Whereas in case your modified internal rate of return is 12%, it is way lesser than your cost of capital of 15%. This is going to impact the profitability of the company. Company would make losses if it's going to invest in such a project. And in such a scenario, it's better to reject the project. So you should not be, you know, you should not fall in love with the project. Don't be emotional about the project. In case your modified internal rate of return is lesser than your cost of capital, kindly scrap the project. Don't invest in such a project. And you would be indifferent in case your modified internal rate of return is equal to cost of capital. This investment is expected to return. However, it's not going to impact the shareholder value. You are indifferent. You may still pick up the project in case it's required to have a competitive edge in the market or want to create a goodwill or be the first mover in the market for a particular project. So this is about modified internal rate of return. So what have we understand when we talk about capital budgeting? We said capital budgeting technique is used for all the projects. We said that they are used for, you know, investment in fixed assets. They are those decisions which are going to impact the shareholder value. So if you see in practice, how is capital budgeting getting accounted in practical life or in world? If you see here, capital budgeting techniques are very, very sophisticated. Each technique has its own flavor. Each technique is trying to give you some different perspective about the project. So as a finance manager or as a finance head, you would use more than one technique to evaluate the same project. You will look at NPV, you will look at profitability index, or you may look at MIRR or internal rate of return. Usually companies would use NPV, IRR and profitability index as their primary method. And they would use the payback period and accounting rate of return just as secondary to check whether the project is profitable or no. The most commonly used technique, as I discussed, is internal rate of return. Next time you travel, you see any project, whether it's a metro project or it's a highway toll project, you will see the number of internal rate of return put up on highways on the screen running next to the toll. So it is that simpler a method, highly used method. Okay. And it will also give you a glimpse of the net present value calculated using this internal rate of return. Please remember, internal rate of return is that return at which NPV is equal to zero. So we know IRR is the most popular method. It is a measure of the total profitability because it itself says rate of return. So you're finding out what's the yield of the project. However, even after finding out the rate of return, the best decision criteria technique still remains to be net present value, because net present value would give you what is the profitability number when it comes to rupees. You're finding out the present value of future cash inflows, and you're finding out whether your yields would be positive or negative, taking the time value money concept into consideration. So however, IRR is the most commonly used technique, but NPV is a better performing technique compared to IRR. You should use both the techniques for any project which you are evaluating. This is with respect to capital budgeting techniques. Now let us quickly understand what are the different technology which are getting used when you're taking a capital budgeting technique decision. So I want to invest in a project. I want to understand which, you know, I want to use different techniques. And, you know, there's a lot of calculation and numbers which are happening. So this particular, you know, project evaluation has put into ease with the advent of technology. How would you find out this? First, there are a lot of spreadsheet softwares which are available. So you'll have a Google macro or you will have a Google spreadsheet, which will give you some analytics, whether the project is profitable or no. You could directly punch in the numbers and find out NPV using or IRR by using Google formulas. So spreadsheet software could be used. Fixed models could be made in Excel, which could be used by the company. They are right now used by a lot of companies. Very easy to do a mechanism. Change the IRR, change the number. You find out what is the discount, you know, what are the different cash inflows across different numbers, different rates, and how would the entire capital budgeting decision change. So you could make spreadsheet softwares, use those to evaluate the capital budgeting decision. Second, you may use an investment analysis software. Investment analysis software are typically capital budgeting softwares which are available in the market. You could buy a project capital investment decision software, which will help you build an entire worksheet right from your project planning with quantitative as well as qualitative factors till the project profitability, where you keep on punching or adding the numbers every year. So this particular software is primarily for capital budgeting decisions. You may invest, your company may invest the money in buying such kind of investment analysis software. Okay, the third one, decision support system. When we're talking about decision support system, this particular system uses interactive tools which help you to understand what would be the project profitability looking at different decision. It uses decision tree model to understand profitability at different scenarios and different decisions of the company, whether you're looking at opportunity cost, whether you're changing the discounting rate, or how the cash inflows are changing. So depending on different estimates, different decision tree nodes would take you whether to accept the project or reject the project decision. The fourth technology advancement when it comes to capital budgeting technique is project management software. A lot of companies use separate project management software, which not only helps you to take decision with respect to the project, but it also helps you to monitor what is the level of inventory in the project, what are the costs associated with the project. It would also flag in different expenses in case you are overshooting the budget, you are not utilizing, or a particular timeline, has not been completed. So maybe I have a Gantt chart built in a project management software, which will tell me what is the time period for my entire project to get over, and whether a particular activity has been covered in that particular time or no. So a lot of statistical techniques like using critical path method, all this could be also embedded in the project management software. These softwares are ready-made. They are available in the market, which you could use to take capital budgeting decision. Very important and newly advent business intelligence tools. So you may have a Power BI dashboard made for your project. You could use this particular dashboard, which is nothing but again an interactive tool. It's doing a lot of intelligence backend to understand what's happening. You may also use your past project data to understand different demand forecasting with respect to use, artificial intelligence when it comes to demand forecasting, and try to find out what could be your cash inflows to take decisions with respect to the project, so that the project is profitable or it's making loss could be found out with the help of these BI tools. So I'll make a dashboard, interactive dashboard, and try to understand whether my profitability is changing, my payback periods are changing, my net present value is changing with the change in my estimated cash inflows based on my sales forecast or my demand forecast. Coming to the next one, Monte Carlo simulation. Monte Carlo simulation is basically using statistical regression analysis for understanding the capital budgeting of a project. So I want to use regression models. I may use different projects before, try to put regression into place and develop some statistical tools to understand what could be the profitability of my project. Such kind of software. So Monte Carlo will take you to different scenario. You can build scenario analysis using Monte Carlo simulation. And looking at different scenario, you can take a decision whether you want to invest in the project or no. These decisions, as I always have been mentioning from the first slide, they are becoming very, very important as they're going to impact the market capitalization, as the investors would feel, cheated in case you don't add value to the equity price. So if you don't make profitability, the major owners of the company, okay, the public as large, the shareholders should not feel cheated. So you have to keep on adding shareholder value. So you could also use Monte Carlo simulation to look at different scenarios, boom period, recession period, or maybe even map your business cycle to understand how would the demand or the sale forecast be to estimate your cash inflows. You could also use a lot of online databases and research tools. So you could use different techniques, statistical tools are available. You could use a R table, you could use a SPSS, you could use the statistical tools. They are also available online in case you want to build your own statistical analysis. So you could use these online research tools. You could also use some databases where some demand forecasting numbers are put, or maybe some numbers of the associations available with the association with respect to expected demand. What would be your market share or your tap-in market in case you're venturing into the project, to build in your particular numbers for cash inflows to find out the profitability of your capital budgeting decision. Next could be data visualization tools. You could also use interactive charts. So we've talking about a lot of models, statistical tools. So to make it understandable and user-friendly, for any person who's not a statistician, it's good to use a data visualization tool. So I would want to know, using, pictorial graphical representation of my data, how my inflows or outflows are, impacting my top line or bottom line. I can make that with the use of, lot of dashboards can be, interactive dashboards could be made. So these data visualization tools are going to also help you to actually take capital budgeting decisions easily because of the head only looks at the pictorial representation and would punch in some numbers and see the difference in the bubble to find out whether you are profitable or you're making loss or profit when it comes to a number of projects. See, I may be a head of a company and I have 100 projects to monitor. So it becomes difficult looking at 100 different tables. So in such a scenario, data visualization tool becomes very, very effective, because it helps me to evaluate 100 proposals together and see which one is the most profitable looking at the bubble. Coming to the last and the newly formed artificial intelligence and machine learning. Now, your company is a constant, you know, investor into different fixed assets or project. So what would you do? You will train your machine, okay, to basically take a decision on your behalf. So what you're going to do, you're going to use artificial intelligence, keep on punching numbers of all your previous projects, and then keep on revising these numbers, and the machine will keep on learning how these entire expenses go. So the machine will give you decisions whether in a particular year, what kind of expense are you going to make, how much cash influence would be required, what is the capital working requirement, and so on. This will help you to understand what would be your project requirement when it comes to working capital or your total investment. So in all, technology is making capital budgeting technique or usage of this technique very, very simple for you. Depending on the kind of company you are, the kind of projects which you handle, you may use either of these tools or technology to make your capital budgeting technique very, very interactive and very, very user-friendly to understand. This is about capital budgeting techniques. Let's go ahead and understand what's happening with respect to further decisions in the company when it comes to capital budgeting or financial management. Thank you.